Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello, welcome, welcome, welcome back. Okay, you know we're finding new words each week that we go, and that's going to get tougher and tougher because you guys are rocking it. Big thanks, big gratitude, best audience ever. And I know I interview other podcast guests and they're like, what? And I'm like, sorry, we're the best. But you guys are really active. You are subscribing. But more than that, I'm hearing so much back from the guests that are on here that they're getting asked questions and they're getting emails, and you guys are doing what people should be doing, that is collaborating, networking, and just having some joy together. So thank you so much for that. And it shows me that you are getting exactly what we're on this platform to do, and that's inform, inspire, and honestly make you laugh. I've had the best belly laughs. But look, you might have just landed here today and thought, what the heck, mission accepted? I think I'm going to watch that podcast. What's that about? It could be about a whole lot of things. But honestly, at some point you, whether you are an entrepreneur, an entrepreneur, a creative, or someone in media, 19 years old or 75 years old, you at some point said yes to something. You took on a mission somewhere, somehow. Some of it's forced. I get that. Some of it, you know, your best friend talked you into. I get that. And some of you were divinely inspired and you woke up and you're like, I'm doing that. And I'm doing that today because enough is enough. Whatever way you did decide to become, you know, inspired and mission driven. Awesome. We like to hear those stories. Why? Because they inspire other people to jump on the crazy train. So we have the best of the best that comes on to Mission Accepted. And I am super excited today. And I can say that because I know this woman dearly and I'm looking forward to getting to know her even more. So I've heard her story. I'm like, please come share that story. And you guys know that we talk about media, you know, and what is media? And I talk about self-funded media and you're like, what is that? Is it that we go buy our own magazines and books? What's self-funded media? And you guys know it's crazy stuff like podcasting and radio and TV and people that are taking it on, not just working for a station, but actually taking the whole project on. So what makes people do that kind of stuff? And we're going to get to find out today because we have a media rock star who has joined Mission Accepted today. And I would love to introduce you to Zandra from Zandra TV. And Zandra, I know you haven't always been a TV rock star. You've just been on your way to being one. And how did you take on the mission? What is your story, girl?
Oh, man, this story could be, you know, we could talk forever, but I'm going to try to give you this. I'm a 40-year corporate vet because, you know, you have to start somewhere. 40 years of my life in corporate America, I only worked for 2 jobs, and I got the corporate, the golden handshake about 6.5, almost 7 years ago. And when I got the handshake, listen, it was not to be on TV. I'm a certified life and leadership coach. I literally am a, you know, motivational, inspirational speaker. That's what I do. And so I left to do that. I thank God that I had an exit strategy, because that was my exit strategy to come out and help women, especially women of color and all women, to be able to enter into that role as a leader. But more importantly, not just get to the table, but how do you keep your seat at the table? And so I did that, and that was a lot of fun. But then, you know, I hired this woman, like, you know, my PR coach and strategist, Angel Tessie, who's still with me today. I hired her to get me on bigger stages, and the bigger stages turned into TV. And that's how I kind of landed in TV. Now, there's some backstory to it, but that's how I got to TV.
Fantastic. So it's great to hear when you talk about a team, because one of the things that I share and talk a lot about in relationship to business or project, right? And, you know, we hear it all the time, but, you know, there's a lot of times people are afraid to you know, especially when they're starting out and, you know, like the pennies might be tight or they came into it. Like I said, some people had their back against the wall. You know, you had handcuffs, but you had some skills and you obviously had something inside that made say, hey, how can I use these skills in another way? And how can I sustain myself? But what was that like for you a little bit? Like, what kind of things did you have to walk through? Or, you know, because I don't think everything's seamless, but there's a lot of people, let's face it, that have chosen, right? We're living in the Great Recession, they say, that have chosen to step out, but also a lot of things have changed. So when you're faced with that, what's your go-to?
You know, listen, now, you know, I have to be perfectly transparent because I, you know, I don't believe in telling a story and in enhancing the story. At the end of the day, I was making six figures and I've always made six figures the whole while I've been in corporate America. And to be really honest, I think, you know, you either, I always say somebody gonna pull the trigger, either you are or they are. And I don't know that I had the courage to pull the trigger myself. So they pulled it on me and I got the golden handshake because I couldn't see myself giving away six figure income. I was like, girl, are you crazy? You're not going to do that. So when they pulled the trigger on me, the saving grace was is that I got paid my regular salary every 2 weeks for 13 months. And that allowed me to be comfortable. I had more opportunities available to me to actually build something that was pretty awesome, which is, you know, Zonder TV Network. So it didn't start out that way, but it ended up that way out of the 13 months. But I had, you know, when there is no stress on you, you're able to think clearer. You have more opportunities available to you. And that's one of the main things, because, you know, if you wait till it happens, then you're like stressing. I wasn't stressed. I was over there skipping the halls when they told me I was going to get 13 months every 2 weeks. I was like, hey, it's on. It's getting ready to be on. You're going to pay me to build my business. I cannot wait. And so that's the honest to God truth. So I know that there are people that will listen to this and you struggle saying, how am I going to leave this job? Am I just going to walk away from this salary? Am I going to do those things? But let me tell you something. There is such great freedom and the universe is waiting for you to soar and really be who you are.
You know what? Here's something that I just took out of that. Thank you so much. If you are getting up every day, or if you are in a career choice or project choice or what have you, and you think you'd be like dancing in the hallways if all of a sudden you went to work that day and they were like, we're done here. You're getting 3 months, 6 months. I mean, if all of a sudden you think that would fill you with enthusiasm and the need to move, I think that's a clue.
It is a clue, but it's even bigger than that, Deb. You know what? The real clue is this. Everybody needs an exit strategy. Oftentimes, when you think of exit strategy, it's all in the mindset. We've been conditionally, you know, taught to believe that if you have a business, you should have an exit strategy for that business because you won't want to be working in your business all your life, right? But the real truth of the matter is, everyone needs an exit strategy, even if you got a corporate job, even if you just working at Home Depot. Don't make no difference where you at. You need an exit strategy because I promise you, they will pull the trigger or you will. And if you're well prepared, all you have to do is blow the dust off and start implementing.
Absolutely. It's what a state of grace. What a state of grace, right? And those of us that have been, you know, veteran, 30, 31 years entrepreneur, and my business has changed and morphed and different opportunities came in and things I said I would never, oh my God, I'm going to be in this business forever now. My business I was in 27 years. I didn't ever see myself out of that business, but things do morph and change. And when you have that grace period or imagine period where you're like, okay, where did this go? I mean, I'm inspired. Will I be podcasting rock stars like you when I'm like do on the beach at do? Absolutely, because it gives me that kind of joy. But also exit strategies give you choices. They give you choices. I can choose or not choose. Yeah. But let's get to this TV thing, because look, I talk about innovative marketing, teach innovative marketing. I talk about the new media, the old media, what have you. The prestige of being on things like shows and radio and TV and books and authorship and all that great stuff. So you're in corporate America and you decide, I'm going to take this year off and I'm just going to start a TV station. Where did you come up with that? And still, even for those of us that understand what TV is, I mean, we've had some conversation lately, your own channel, like, what does that look like?
I did.
Sure.
Now, listen. I told you my exit strategy was to be, you know, do my coaching practice, which I did, and to speak on larger stages. However, this is why a vision board is important. I had one thing left to do on my vision board, and it was Fireside Chat with Zandra. But I had imagined that me and my girlfriends would sit around the fire. And I live in Dallas, and listen, in September, around the fire in Dallas, you are going to be melting. But in my mind, that's what's when girls get ready to go down. We've been have a girlfriend talk. We're going to record it. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to put it on YouTube, just like everybody else. But right. I'm a believer. And God spoke to me and said, I want you to record it professionally. And I was like, that's going to cost me money. I'm a solopreneur. Oh, my God. You know, we always do that, right?
Yeah.
We miss our blue rose moment because why? And because we're trying to talk ourselves out of it, getting left out. And so I did. I called the people that had been interviewing me. And I said, do you know of anybody that would professionally film something for me? They said, yeah. They connected me to him. Now, the long of the story is he's still with me today from 6.5 years ago. Now, when I filmed it professionally, I still thought I was going to put it on YouTube. But 3 days before I filmed it, somebody in Chicago told somebody in Atlanta about me being a great talk show host. I had never been a talk show host in my life. And I was like, I don't know what they're talking about. But the guy called me and he was like, do you want your own? I got one channel left for Roku. And do you want your own channel? And I was like, what? First of all, I'm a baby boomer with millennial tendencies. Y'all got to know that I don't know nothing about streaming. I grew up on rabbit ears. So I was like, I don't know. I need to pray. And so I did. So I called you back and I said, God said yes. So I wrote the check. And listen, I could still hear my daughter going, Mommy, you're an entrepreneur. You cannot be spending money like this. You're going to be broke soon. So I was like, I bought the channel. Now, I bought the channel and I sat on it because I didn't even know what to do with it, y'all. I did not know what to do with it. But that buying that channel got me to Comcast Cable. So somebody in Philadelphia knew somebody, the man in Atlanta, and they called him and said, we just got our own Comcast channel regionally. And do you know of a talk show host? And he said, Zandra Evans. And I said, this is how it happened. And so the man called me up and said, I need a talk show host and I want you on my Comcast cable. And I said, this is crazy. Somebody help me. And I said, yes. And then from there, it's history. We ended up being on duplicative and we still are on duplicative Roku, Amazon, Apple. We're on Black Contemporary TV. We're on Rewind Network. We're on Comcast Cable. We're on Easy Way Network. And now we are on Everyday Women's Network out of Australia. We're signing a deal with the Philippines. So listen, baby boomer with millennial tendencies. Hashtag.
No. Seriously, right? Seriously. I mean, it's so interesting because when we came up with the name of Mission Accepted, and Gen Z is us, and Gen Z came from putting the Gen Z generation and genius together. And I said, I want a show, I want a podcast that takes the heart of a Gen Z and the wisdom of a double boomer and allows platform. Right. Yeah. Because trust me, I have a Gen Z in business. There's things they need to learn. Right. They're in speech class and let's sign a contract. You know what that means? Yeah. And then so there's this generation like never before. I think it's allowed us to think newer and I think it's allowed them to reach higher. Yeah. Right. And I think there's a great honestly, I don't think we've ever been in this kind of time. So it's interesting, right? Because I'm much like you. I fall in that category. I remember rabbit ears. I remember having three stations on TV and, you know, that was it. Like, that was it. And you got up and changed the channel. Like, you got up. You didn't do it from your yacht. You know what I mean? So what a buzzer. So that being said, it's interesting. So tell me, what are the kind of the, like when people go, I kind of want to be on there. Like, what is it that you offer? What are the kind of questions that people are asking you? Because I can hear them buzzing right now. Like, How do I get on? What does that look like? Is it so out of my reach, you know?
Yeah, you know, that is such a great question. There's many questions, you know, on streaming, but let me be clear. It is not linear TV. We grew up on linear TV that actually, you know, comes on at a certain time and you turn the channel. Even when you had a remote, you had to turn the channel and get to that particular episode at that time. Streaming is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's on demand. So that means that I can watch whenever I want to, whenever I have time to. I don't have to turn the channel because it's on 24 hours a day. So if I can't sleep at 2 a.m., I can turn on whatever I want to watch. Streaming TV actually, in my mind, leveled the playing field. Mm-hmm. Because we have streaming TV now, and that is the way everyone is ingesting, most of the questions are things like this. How many people are going to see my commercial if I do a commercial on your TV? And I go like, well, we got a reach of about 350 million. But on streaming TV, there's no way to count this. You think, okay, I could watch on four different devices. I could be on my phone. I could be on my tablet. I could be on my laptop. I could be sitting at my house with my, you know, kicking up my feet and look at it on my TV. How do you count that? Now, listen, you know, IPs and different locations and all kinds of things are happening. So the way you count today is kind of differently. It's about exposure. Everything is about exposure marketing now. And streaming TV is exposure marketing. It is that we have leveled the playing fields where it's affordable and you'll be able to be on TV. And we also do producers as well. So we develop small business entrepreneurs into being TV producers because there is a definite revenue stream that we as small businesses are leaving on the table. So,
right. Yeah. It's interesting how this whole world has just opened up. And one of the things I think that stops people from moving forward in different, what I call innovative marketing ideas, is there's, you know, sometimes if you're a new entrepreneur or you're an entrepreneur that's learning new ways, because that's very different, right? And I was an entrepreneur learning new ways. You're like, I haven't even, you know, mastered TikTok and I'm thinking of doing a channel. I just want to tell people there isn't a level, like you don't have to be active on this one and active on that one and active. TV isn't something that you get to after you've mastered everything else. So you can opt out of like the value ladder, you know, it's like, you don't have to do all the steps. You get to pick what's best for you, your audience, your market, right? And go to where you are. And you can step out at any time of that platform. Because I think many people, when I'm teaching innovative marketing, they're like, yeah, but I don't have a book yet. Or yeah, but I haven't mastered TikTok yet. Yeah, but I haven't this yet. My goodness, you don't have to. You can actually go. And the one thing that I love about what you guys do is you have a sense of understanding around that. So if someone has they want to go be an author and they're like, yeah, but I'm afraid to, you know, I don't know and I don't know anything, but there's people out there that will walk with you down that path. That I just think there's a lot of times people miss opportunities or don't take gutsy moves in certain areas because they feel they haven't accomplished other things in that same genre yet, but it's not necessary.
No, it's not. This is not a ladder. Of what you got to check off this box and this box. So listen, let me be clear. I'm not on TikTok and I'm really not sure I want to be on I'm not TikToking. So I'm not the tickety-tockety. I'm not TikToking. Maybe one day I will, but I don't. But again, I'm on TV. I think what business entrepreneurs are missing out of this is I could be on TikTok. I could be on every social media platform that there is. And it does not make me a celebrity because everybody can be there. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to add being a celebrity to your business, then you get onto streaming TV while it's affordable. Because if I am a producer on streaming TV, I'm a celebrity. What does that mean? That means that you in your business that adds that gravitas so you could potentially charge a little bit more, potentially attract a different kind of client. It gives you a lot of possibility. Now, either you want that or you don't. And so to me, it's a real simple thing. Do you want to scale and grow your business globally? And do you want to separate yourself from the white noise on social media and become mm-hmm. a celebrity influencer? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So tell us, this is, you know, people are going to reach out, they're going to be inspired. And here's the thing, this is sometimes the first that people have heard of it. I mean, we've watched some streaming TV, gosh knows, we've probably watched more of it in the last few years than one maybe would have thought. There's always an opportunity. But from an entrepreneurial standpoint, from a marketing standpoint, what are some of the things that you had to kind of, not necessarily get your head around, but found was best for you? So even though you have a streaming TV, you still have to market that. So if someone's looking to market themselves just as an entrepreneur, what are some of your suggestions?
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. There's one thing that I feel most entrepreneurs don't experience. It's the most cost effective. You know, you'll read some articles that'll tell you, oh no, press release is archaic. Ain't nobody doing that anymore. Let me tell you something. A press release is probably the most solid thing that you can get started doing. It's the most affordable thing you can get going to solidify your digital footprint. Everything is digital now. The newspaper is digital. There ain't nobody out, you know, riding a bike, throwing a newspaper, and it's hitting your front door. It's digital. Therefore, you need to be in that digital media. How do you do that? Through telling the press about who you are and what you do. The press is not going to come and knock on your door, but you need that gravitas in your business that people are featuring you on ABC, NBC, CBS, whoever it may be. At the end of the day, that I'll tell everybody, you need that in your life. Now, the second piece is, biztisement. We're launching a new product that's called Biztisement. It's an informational video directory that will be found on Roku, Amazon, and Apple. You get to record your elevator pitch and we get to stream it on TV. Now, listen, you know, broccoli is just green unless you try it. So in my mind, you need to come over and taste this broccoli. But to me, those are two definite things that need to happen in your life, because if you don't tell your story, nobody else is going to do it for you.
Fantastic. Yeah, no, that's fantastic, because there's people that particularly that I love the press release piece. I love it because it's for the people that are still too afraid to get up and do even a little Facebook Live, or they get sick to their stomach before they go to an online networking group, and they barely put their face on the networking group, and they're working through that process. But a press release really does speak for you. And the more professional support that you get in writing a press release, for me, I think that we all take a look at our life and all take a look at our business and decide what we want to do and what we don't want to do. I'm super picky about the creative. I need to see every picture, every business card, every this. For some people, they'd be like, design my website. I don't care. I like the color blue. I'm super picky and spend a lot of time there. But honestly, for me, press release, I'm like, expert, find the expert. Get that verbiage down and then have someone else send it out. So if you go, I don't know how to write a press release, I don't know how to get in touch with journalists, you can take all sorts of courses to find out why. And we both know someone that teaches very well, or you can hire somebody or do a hybrid. Yeah. You know, you can do a hybrid. Absolutely. There's things that you can do yourself. Find your local papers, find your where, if you're going to go be traveling to whatever certain country or what have you, you can, you know, pre and let them know that you're coming. And then you can have someone have hired out, because no matter where you are, you can kind of hide behind that press release. It's, you know what I mean? It's coffee.
Well, I think it's awesome, but it's not so much as you even get the press release. It's what you do with it after you receive the results. And so just in, you know, my humble opinion, you know, that's one of the things that we added to our business was press release. It's the lowest cost of entry to begin to solidify your digital footprint, because it doesn't solidify it, but it helps. And how do I know? Because I believe, if you know, it's kind of like they say, if you don't use the soap, you can't sell it. So I used press release to actually capture Google that if you went out there and looked up Zandra Evans or Zandra TV Network were probably the first 15 pages. Now, you may ask me why that is. That's because for the first 18 months in this business, I wrote a press release every 10 days.
Wow.
Now you think about that. I flooded the market with what Zandra TV is doing, because let me tell you something. You're doing something every 2 weeks that somebody need to know about. So you should be flooding the market with press releases. It really helps your digital footprint. And I'm all about create the digital landscape so people find you. What good is it to be in business and you go put your name in and they're like, oh, I don't see anything. I mean, that's kind of crazy, right? And of course, people like to say, well, your name is Zandra. That ain't the reason. Flood the market. I don't care if your name is Kathy. It's you're going to flood the market. So, yeah.
No, that is excellent advice, because a lot of times people press release over things they think are newsworthy, and it comes down to even, you know, people speaking. It's like the stuff that you do every day that seems easy for you can be mega difficult for 95% of the planet.
Absolutely.
And if you can talk about the three top tips, or you can get into that media rhythm, then every 10 days, that's great advice, because we tend to think it should be around the book launch. It should be around a product launch. It should be around my website's change design and I need to let people know, or it should be around something new that I've learned or a class that I'm, but really there is something happening all the time. And you know what? People are looking for new content. We think that we think that, oh my gosh, there's so much content about. There's not. No, there's not. Not.
Yeah. Because you got to think about, I mean, the media wants, you know, stories. Everything don't have to be negative. And so, you know, it's enough negative in the news. But we got some positive things happening. Entrepreneurs are doing amazing work who knows it? I mean, do you really think you're going to win this game by word of mouth? Do you really believe that you're going to win this game and stay in your local neighborhood? No, get a press release that takes you nationally and some international places as well. And tell the story about who you are with a good call to action and have people go check out your website or go to a landing page. Man, you need this. So I'm a firm believer in solidifying your digital footprint. Make sure that you've got a good digital journey ahead of you. And let me tell you something. And while I tell you that this is all good, that we use our phone to do videos, nothing is better than professional video that you actually can transcribe into being part of that digital journey.
Fantastic. Yeah. I feel full. I feel abundant with information. I think I just think it's time to have candid conversations about things, because, you know, a lot of times it feels illusionary, particularly for those of us that were raised with different styles of beliefs around business. And like what you said, word of mouth, you know, it's word of mouth and networking groups, and many people built their business that way, and they built solid businesses that way. They, you know, it was a handshake business. I come from the handshake generation and built many businesses on handshakes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it took a little while to get your head around. And then here's one thing that when you talk that I can hear someone needs to hear, is that you're not too late. Look, you're not too late. Sometimes people think, oh, girl, there's already, I'm not even, it's I mean, tell us how we still haven't begun.
I'm so transparent. I'll tell you how old I am. Because to me, in my mind, nobody 63 years old should be running a streaming TV network with over 45 producers that are being taught through a TV media incubator how to be on TV. Because I don't have a broadcast degree. I'm in the media. That's not my background. But I've been fortunate enough to get in early, and I was taught by the best teacher. And so I've been taught, and that's, it is never too late. You should be looking at your next adventure. I don't care. I mean, I just told you, I like a 6'3 Ford or a 6'3 Chevrolet, honey. I mean, but at the end of the day, it's never too late. I don't care what age you are. I don't care where you are in your business. It is not too late. Every single business that hears this, you should have a commercial on Roku, Amazon, Apple, and Hulu. Now, I don't know why you shouldn't. Now, if you choose not to, then you just want to stay the same. then you're slowly going out of business. I hate to tell you, there's no way to continue in a digital society if you don't get in the digital game.
Yeah. So one step at a time, and having people in your wheelhouse that can support that, give the right information, share the information. And honestly, look, I had a great conversation with Zandra and actually Angel, who we both talked about earlier. And it was funny because I was being completely transparent and I'm like, look, you guys, I did not have Netflix before I couldn't travel anymore because I traveled predominantly for my business. So like I had enough live entertainment. Thank you very much. I would go to I would come home to the hotel. Last thing I wanted to do was turn on a TV. And if I did, it was like, you know, Bourne series or something. That was my little addiction. Or when I came home, I just wanted peace and quiet. And I love to cook. So I could actually, you know, I mean, look at, you want me to tell you about Julia Childs? I can tell you about her. I used to watch the Food Channel. So I was not up and everyone's like, oh, I got this and I got that and I'm done. And I'm like, peace, you know, peace and groovy. That's not my thing. I was a PBS antique roadshow. You know, like that's where I found, like, I loved, you know, those kind of things. And so I just didn't engage until I got forced to, because my son's like, mom, you know, it's like, we, you know, we can't go outside. Let's put some TV on. So I did that. And I myself am learning about this arena. I myself has spent the last 3 years studying, watching, learning, doing things that weren't at the level of success that I would hope the first time or maybe the 50th time. And I had a conversation and it was so funny because Angel's like, okay, so just imagine, you know, she called me library card girl because I was, she's like, okay, library card girl, let's tell you how this works. This streaming TV thing. Because the truth is I am also learning this arena and I think that's okay. It's hello. Okay.
And we're all learning. If you're not learning, I said, the, you know, the world is a classroom and every day is a new lesson. Listen, you should be learning and growing. But since you like cooking shows, see, now we have access. Go check out Nadia. Oh, my goodness. And okay. We would never, when we grew up, we would never have access to that because she's in the UK, but we have access to that now any time of the day, every day, that we can look at whatever we would like. And I'm a fan of her. She shows you some amazing, amazing recipes. So see, there's just a plethora of potential out there. And so come join the plethora. Come on, join the Zandra TV network.
All right. Well, that's what I was just going to say. So look, more information. I've got one last question for you, which is off our topic. But before we do, where can people find you, Dawn?
Oh, it's simple. Just go to beonztv.com. That's BEONZTV.com. And you'll check out and see everything you need to see, including TV. So, yeah.
Okay. And I'm just going to say for people that are from Canada, that's not ZEE. That is Z. So be on TV, Z.
No, so, be on Z as in zebra, TV.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, and we're going to have it in the show notes. And I know that when you guys need to find people, you can send me an email anyways. Okay, final question. We all know that I love music and my tribe here, they know that there's some hoofing across Ireland that's going to happen next year. We're going to, you know, raise the roof and give a lot of funds and support to the music industry in a variety of different ways. And so that's cool. So music is where I live. You know, I got a great picture of Janis Joplin on my desk. I look at her every day and I'm like, okay, let's do this, girl. So you are on your way to a desert island and you have room in your suitcase for one album. Which album are you going to take with you?
Girl, it's not even a thought about it. Earth, Wind and Fire. Because you know what? I told somebody the other day, somebody played the song, You're a Shining Star. And I was like, that's my walk-up song. You know, because I believe everybody is a shining star. No matter who you are, you're a shining star. So I would take Earth, Wind and Fire with me.
Earth, Wind and Fire. Okay, we've got that. That's awesome. That's interesting. Very interesting. And when I did a music tour around Ireland on my own, just tripped around. And when I got up to Belfast, they were playing in a really a cute little theater and it was super cool. So that is your song. You guys, you listen and tell us what your song is. Entrepreneurship, taking the mission, interesting process. I welcome you to come onto the show. Just go to deb@debdrummond.com. This is not difficult because you email me all the time. And if you want to be sitting where Zandra's sitting, I'd love to have you on the show. We've got some things for you. Look, contact us, send it to the same email. We've got tips for top performance. We've got some complimentary, because everybody needs complimentary. One of the topics that we teach about once a month, complimentary, because, you know, we had lots of requests. And so we just do it once a month now, is innovative marketing. And what we talked about today is part of that conversation. And then we have the best to the best. We've always heard follow-up, the fortunes in the follow-up. And people struggle in that arena, right? They don't know what to say or how to say or how many times to call. And there's all sorts of things to look at. I do a complimentary class on that. So you can tag along to any of the free classes. If you want the 15 tips to being a top performer, whatever that means to you, just send us a message and we'll just gift you. And thank you so much for subscribing to the channel. Please forward this episode, because you know you need to. And we appreciate that. So Zandra, thank you so much for your time. We know it's valuable. We look forward to seeing you again, not only on this show, but on your show.
You better believe it. Thank you so much, Deb, for having me. It's been a blast. And like I always say, be the best you. Peace.
All right. Okay, guys. Thanks again. See you next week.
Bye-bye.